Disaster Risk Management Specialist Niels Holmes Nielsen is encouraging countries of the region to adopt a long-term approach to risk reduction. He said failure to do so could result in economic stagnation due to the negative effects of disasters on the national economy.
These numbers come from risk modeling done for the insurance industry, therefore country in the Eastern Caribbean. Essentially, what they show is that for this country, the damages associated with loss of physical capital annually, on average, equals 3% of GDP of that country. So that means, sort of roughly speaking, from an economic point of view, that if this country is not growing by more than 3% a year, it's a GDP, then over time, it's literally decumulating capital stock. That's a big problem for development. That's a characteristic that is not uncommon in the Eastern Caribbean because of the size and location of the countries, because of the characteristics of your built environment, and because of where that built environment is situated.
Mr. Nielsen said that there are approaches which can be taken by countries to systematically reduce or limit disaster risk.
There's roughly three ways your economy can do this. And you as a country can do this. There will be economic growth over the next couple of decades, hopefully. And when doing so, you can seek through better physical planning, through better planning in general, to grow without adding unreasonable amounts of new risks. That in itself would reduce the number of the risk relative to your economies. Another part, you will likely have to continue to invest in risk reduction. But you could strive to become better at making strategic decisions on where you put the scarce resources for those investments. And then finally, it probably makes some level of sense for your ministries of finance to play with financial protection tools, insurance and others, to cover some of the risk. And at the end of the day, you will never reduce the risk to zero. It's not cost efficient. It's not a practical way of handling risk. So there will be something left.
And Mr. Nielsen explained that the ability to quantify risk assessment and reduction will hold tremendous benefits for individual countries.
A lot of the financing that goes into your infrastructure investments in the Eastern Caribbean and probably in Belize as well is financed by the international development community. Good chunk of it by donors. Some of that comes from climate funds. The Caribbean has a strong case of accessing further climate resources, but access to those resources will increasingly depend on being able to make the case, what do you get for the money if you're the donor? How much reduction do you get? Currently, nobody can articulate that quantifiably. So far, it's mostly distributed based on expert opinion and different kind of semi-subjective evaluations. But imagine that you were able to go to the Green Climate Fund with a baseline that was quantified, with a plan that says that if you give me another $100 million, we can show you this much risk reduction over time. That's a game changer. No other country in the world can do that.
Disaster Risk Management Specialist Niels Holmes Nielsen. Bertil Maloney reporting for NBC News.